Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the, must not take yourself too seriously, and 6-1 since that matters, and what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
Wagwan fam, Monday, mate. Brah, big ups.
Yeah, man. Guys, you're listening to one of three of Australia's biggest podcasts, according to Spotify.
Oh, yeah. We on that Spotify juice now.
So we got selected for Radar, which is like only three podcasts in Australia get selected. Spotify saw our accents. They saw our talent. And they were like, these guys are going to go far. So that's pretty cool.
Yeah, that's the big news we're bringing in this week. But don't worry, we won't let that get to our head. We've got all the greatest stuff segments for this week's episode.
So we got a bunch of shit coming up. Like I talked to a friend, a psychic on, what's it called? Fiverr. A Fiverr psychic, and asked about an analysis on Frenchie's character.
I'm excited to hear that.
Some questions about our sex life, which no one asked for.
No, I want the sex life questions. That's exactly what I want.
And then we've got Grandma Wrote a Porno. Is that right, French?
My grandma did write a porno. We've got chapter one. Then we've got all the funniest news stories we're going to talk about.
That's exciting.
And Alex is going to do the top boy accent for the rest of the podcast.
Wagwan, bruh, bruh.
Oh, he's
quite good at it.
He's quite good, yeah. He's looking like it. He's got his soccer shirt on. I like it.
Yeah, Alex come in the studio today. I go, because he's wearing an Arsenal jersey. I'm like, congrats on the win. He goes, oh, what? I go, you won last night. He's like, what sport is it? I go, fuck, you can't wear Arsenal and not know
the sport.
At
least I'm honest. At least I don't pretend.
That's like the sporting equivalent of wearing like a music shirt and then not naming.
Oh, yeah, you're like Kendall Jenner of the sports world. Kendall Jenner had like a Slayer shirt on and they're like, can you not fucking wear this?
Speaking of, as soon as I said that, I was like, I got a shirt with motorbikes all over it. Don't have a motorbike.
Yeah, but that's different. That's different than wearing a band shirt.
Thanks, man.
Okay, if you wear a band shirt, you have to know the band.
Oh, I think that's true. You got to at least have a song ready to go that isn't the mainstream one. It's got to be a little bit off.
Third. It can be third on Spotify or something like that. You're wearing a sports jersey, you at least had to know what sport it is.
Yep, that's true. That's true.
You're wearing a motorcycle shirt, at least have ridden a quad before.
Yes, I have.
Yeah, there you go.
And I've seen a lot of motorbikes.
There you go.
Oh, man. We just had a pretty big weekend, had some huge shows.
We're paying for
it. We did a crazy overnight to Adelaide.
Yeah, we flew in, flew out. Like FIFO workers.
Yeah, dude.
We are.
I was wearing high-vis the whole time. I don't know why.
You weren't wearing high-vis. You were wearing army uniform.
Yeah, true.
Yeah, Tom.
I had a parachute ready to go, dude, but they just landed the plane like pussies.
He went camo pants and then these high army boots.
Yeah, dude.
And then what was the shirt?
Just tank
black.
Top.
Just, it was like a black.
Tank top and dog chains.
Mesh.
Mesh, yeah. I was a sexy Marine.
Flew in, flew out to Adelaide. And in the Adelaide show, we had another fight. This chick fight teed off.
Oh, dude.
Teed off.
I should have sent Alex the clip, actually.
Oh, I can get it up.
Yeah, you got it?
Yeah, I think so.
Get it up. Get it up. So all our video watchers will be able to see.
But we didn't realize during the show, like someone got kicked out. Okay, done. We thought until we start doing the meet and greet and someone's like, did you see the fight? And I was like, no, absolutely not. And then he gets up his phone. And on the way out, apparently, the girl who was getting kicked out, her friend maybe didn't want to go with her. She's like, you got kicked out. I'm going to stay. Didn't like it. Started grabbing hair, dragging.
Yeah, we don't exactly know how it started, but you'll see the video.
That's what I was told. I didn't just make that up.
Well, I thought she threw a drink and it hit someone or something like that. That's what I got told.
I got told a different story.
Well, but with chick fights, man, they're like fucking Velcro. They love to grab each other's hair and then they don't let go.
That's
smart. You have to snip off a finger to get them.
It's like you got to find the weakness and go for it. And that's what they do.
You think the hair's the weakness?
Well, yeah, it's very grabbable.
Yeah, it's very grabbable.
It's the rope of the head.
Oh, but before, have you got it up, Alex?
He's about to.
Okay, because I got the other one we need to talk about.
Okay.
What I forgot was we rolled into the Adelaide show at like, fuck, sound check time. It's like five-ish.
Mm.
And there's this ho-looking woman out the front. Whoa. No. A very dressed up, done up lady out the front.
That's
and then
better.
There's one more chill one on a camp chair. There's two sort of different women out the front, different vibes. I'm like,
Big Bird and Oscar the Grouch.
Are they waiting for the show or something like that? And one of them was, the one on the camp chair had been there since one.
Oscar.
Fucking wild. But then the chick, I'm like, are you, what did I say? I said, you here for the show? She goes, no, she comes up to us. She's like,
she said it first.
She goes, are you,
Did you order me?
And we're racking our brains going,
I go, fuck Uber Eats drivers in Adelaide are a bit different.
Yeah, we're like, bad. Maybe we ordered you. What did we order you for? And then we said, no, we didn't. Are you waiting for a date? She goes, no.
You said that.
Yeah, I said, oh, were you waiting for a date? She goes, no. What do you think of me?
Mm.
And we're like, okay, that's weird reaction. This up bloke comes out and goes, ah, Jessica, whatever. Yep, come up here.
It was like
Ferrari or something. Yeah. Come up here. We're just in the upstairs room. And she'd been booked for a bucks night above our theatre.
Yes.
As some sort of stripper, topless waitress, we don't know.
Mm.
And she got angry that I asked if she was waiting for a date.
Yeah.
Do I look like I fucking go on dates? I'm a hustler, baby.
Yeah.
But
we didn't get to see it.
No, we didn't see nothing. I smelt the rope later. Like, I went upstairs.
There was a rope?
Yeah, there was a used rope. And it was quite wet.
What were they doing with the rope?
She was putting up there, bro. Oh, how did you not get that?
I don't think I've seen the shows seen, bro.
No, they do. Like, I see, like, magician strippers. So it's like disappearing rope, that sort of stuff. Do you not?
No, I haven't seen those ones.
Oh, no, it's fun.
I've seen magicians and I've seen strippers separately.
Oh, it's fun.
Combined, I like it.
Yeah. They get rope burn.
You don't want to see where they pull the rabbit out of. Wow. Yeah.
But let's see the fight. Let's have a look at the fight.
Here we go. It's the suspense is real.
It's on my screen.
Oh, he's done it again.
Let's just hear the audio and I'll put it in later.
All right.
Oh, here we go.
Yes! Got it.
Maybe go back and see if it works now.
Ah, it doesn't matter, guys.
Nah, this is the best bit.
He's pulling it from her hair. He had a foot.
Got it.
They were all grabbing limbs and separating them foot by foot. That was so...
Yeah, it was like medieval stretching. Crazy, man.
Stretch me, daddy.
Well, that was a fun show.
That's it. That's all we need to talk about. Yeah. That was the podcast, guys.
Yeah, guys. See you later.
I'm fucking rattled from the weekend. I slept all yesterday, guys. So Tom's going to be the anchor, the news anchor. I'm going to chime in like the weatherman.
That's cool because the next bit we got is all about the psychic.
Perfect.
So I found this psychic. Her name is Cream Life. Which is
Cream
Life. I don't
similar
know.
To the
yeah, Cream
name.
Life Future, I think it was, which is very cool psychic name. And this is first. I had the option of submitting a video to kind of give her the lowdown on what I'm after. So I'll show you that first to get an idea of what we're working with.
So you submit a video of yourself?
Yes.
Whoa, you look fucking...
I look fucked.
You look ill, bro.
I think I did it first thing in the morning. And that's really bad.
You look like Brendan Fraser in The Whale. Dude, this is part two, bro. He's like Wolverine
like
got attacked by
fight,
bee stings,
dude.
Bro. The fuck is going on? You look Leif Schreiber, bro.
I look post-match in UFC, dude.
Yeah. Holy shit.
Play it.
Sorry, I think he's just doing a poo-poo. I'll be quick. Can you please do a character review of my life partner, Frenchie? We met at a bar on Oxford Street 10 years ago, and it was love at first sight. He was gorgeous, so tall, so skinny. We got married 5 years ago, but we often argue after we got married. I found out that he has some disgusting habits, like swallowing his toothpaste after he brushes his teeth. He doesn't know how to make instant coffee. Like, who doesn't know how to do that? I think there's... Yeah. Oh, and he likes to flash his genitals at our house guests. He calls it Willy Willy. I don't know. I'm really hoping you can help us, sweet cream. You're our only hope. I love you.
Star Wars reference there.
So I said that to her. She must have been like, okay, this guy's a bit off.
No, no, no.
And so first up, what we got back first, the first part of the video was an overall character analysis, kind of response to this clip. So we'll start with that. And then we're going to go into a little game show I've created.
Oh, awesome.
So we'll see an overall response.
One thing that I definitely see about Frenchie is that he's an extremely adamant kind of a person. I have to prove myself. I have to do this. I have to do that. Basically, if like I am telling him that Frenchie, you're doing a wrong thing out here, you shouldn't be doing it at all. So he will come, and if it is right according to him, he will fight. He will fight back. He
doesn't care. She's a real psychic, dude.
Like, who is standing in front of him? He doesn't really care. I like it, I will do it. I don't like it, I will not do it. And I think just while saying this, I remember that how he flashes his genitals in front of guests, not knowing who the guest is, what class of people they belong, or what age, or what gender, nothing. Just flashing. It doesn't look good, right? I definitely understand that part. Like you told me about this instant coffee, like who doesn't know how to make an instant coffee? Right. Yes, definitely, I understand that.
It's getting
that.
Personal now.
But it's like he just doesn't want to. Some things he just want to leave it. It's like not a part of my work, not a part of something that I really want to do. It's okay and it's fine.
Okay, so she's kind of nailing it so far.
I don't know. She said that I flashed irrespective of age and gender. Yeah. So I don't think that's the thing. I think I have more standards.
But the other stuff
flashing.
She had a bit. She had a bit going. Yeah, I mean, she had some good guesses or whatever she did. Good. So I wanted to do a game show. I think we've got a little sting just to bring it in, if Alex can get that ready.
Okay.
Who knows Frenchie better? Himself or a psychic from the internet?
Okay.
Yeah, you like that? So yes. I've got three questions.
Yes.
The way it works is I'm just going to ask you, you kind of say what you think or maybe what you think she'll say, but maybe answer for yourself and then we'll see what she says.
Okay.
So first question, how would you describe, Frenchie, your financial outlook and work ethic?
I work hard, but quick money. Money goes.
Mm.
What is money anyway? It's fucking made up societal construction. You know what I mean? It's like spend big, lose big, go home, eat baked beans. That's my...
I like that. You always say that.
Yes.
All right. Let's see what Cream Life has to say.
Yep.
Here she is.
And with respect to money, let me tell you one thing. He's a little selfish. I don't know why, but I'm getting this little selfish feeling from him. That this money, whatever I have earned, is only going to be spent on me. Yes, he works hard to get it. He definitely is a hard worker, which I can see out here. But somehow or the other, a little selfish when it comes to spending on other people. Or trying to give it to loved ones in some way or the other. I don't know why, but this is making me feel out here.
Bro,
she got me.
She's coming
good.
For you, dude.
She's good.
She's good.
She is good.
All right.
Cream Life.
Cream Life, dude. She knows.
Why is it
she's living
cream
that cream life,
life
my guy. Okay. How would you describe how Frenchie thinks? Like in your mind, how would you describe how you think? What's going on in there?
What the fuck? Who knows how to describe how you think? I guess that's a good question, Cream Life. how would you describe? I guess like, okay. What are those insects that skip on the water? Like dragonflies.
Yep.
My mind is like a dragonfly.
Yep.
It's a bunch of dragonflies all going different directions in a labyrinth.
Oh, wow. Okay.
Yes, so eventually I'll get there and I'll get the idea and the thought and the word I want, but eventually it takes a while to get through the labyrinth in my dragonfly thought.
I like that. That sounds like a song.
I bet
in my dragonfly mind.
I don't think Cream Puff would have said that.
That's beautiful. All right, let's see what Cream Life says.
How's that even a question? Who knows how they think?
Cream Life knows everything, dude.
Come on, Cream Puff.
His mind is like, you know, at one point of time, I am the best.
Okay,
what
yeah.
I do, what I can go ahead with, I am the best. There is some ego also in his mind.
Oh, yeah.
He's very creative also when it comes to his mind. He creative ideas, creativity, that is there instilled inside him.
It's kind of
she's
good.
Nailing me.
she's
good. Nailing me.
I was listening to this coming home, like, kind of a bit lit from our Paddington show.
Yeah.
And I was like, fuck, she's kind of nailing it. I wanted to go to the Uber driver. Dude, if you knew this. All right, last question.
He was probably married to Cream Puff.
What is Frenchie's purpose in life?
Oh, yeah.
What do you reckon? What do you reckon she'll say?
Eat pingers, smash mingers. Yeah. Mm. Get lit or die
Imagine
trying.
Imagine if she said that.
Get lit or die trying.
All right, let's see what Cream Life thinks.
Make sure I got the right one. Yep.
Yep.
Oh. I can see somehow or the other that his purpose of life is to make couples meet, to maybe get people married to each other, who
what?
Solve relationships for people. I don't know why.
Yeah,
I feel
she's
that.
She's lost it.
That's rogue, right?
My purpose is to be a...
like a hitch type
nah,
guy.
Nah, that's wrong.
Maybe you should start doing that at your show, matchmaking.
That's fucking
maybe
wrong.
Maybe she knows something you don't
Cream
know.
Cream Puff. Fuck. Yeah. How did she pick on that one?
I don't know, man.
Is that a popular profession in India?
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Well, there you go.
Yeah, absolutely it is. So that's
so
probably...
she probably guessed that or cricketer, I guess. Is
but
usually...
I did send photos of you and you were clearly a white man, so I don't know.
Yeah,
I
love that.
All right, later on in this episode, we'll see what she thinks about our relationship.
Oh, the sex... the sex
stuff.
Sex
questions.
Okay, good. The good little teaser, guys.
Yeah, so we'll get back to that, but we'll go back into the show and do some trending trash.
This be trending trash in it. Wagwan.
Big ups.
Yeah, that was good.
Big ups.
All right.
Damn, dude. All right.
All right. Here's the first news article. Woman admits to cleaning boyfriend's manhood every week to clear 20 years of build up.
Ugh.
This doesn't make any sense to me.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
So you got 20 years of build up, you clean it once, and then it's gone. The 20 years doesn't come back.
That's true.
Do you know what I'm saying here? Like,
yeah, it's one big cleanup
one
job.
One big cleanup job. Unless
and
she does like a centimeter at a time and be like, oh, I'll come
yeah,
back for the
maybe
others
she's chipping
week.
Away at it.
Chipping away.
Like a big home reno project.
That's why it doesn't make any sense to me.
I think that title,
title
yeah. of the for the news article is a bit misleading.
So once a week, but maybe she just cleans his pipes, his
so
cheese.
She, I'll give you a bit more information. They were together for 3 years and she did it once a week for 3 years. So maybe the first time it was the 20-year build-up and then after that it was just a week.
At some point she enjoys doing it, doesn't she?
I don't know. How?
What do you mean, how? She doesn't
maybe
have to do it.
Lovely,
it's not in their contract.
She's just in love and she's
helping.
Oh,
does he not
partner?
Have hands?
Maybe not.
He might not. Oh, so he doesn't have hands.
Does it say how many hands?
No, she did say.
My stumps don't reach. That's what's going on.
She said that he was freaked out by it.
Oh, well, how is she meant to feel?
That's
it's your cheese.
Yeah, but like...
no one's going to love your cheese more than you.
He's freaked out saying, stop doing it. She's like, no, let me get this cheese.
Oh, she's got a cheese
fetish.
Yeah,
cheese fat. Yeah, that happens.
Chicks do love cheese.
Chicks love cheese.
What if... camembert dick.
That'd be actually a good rumor to spread.
Chicks love cheese.
No. Oh. That dick cheese is actually like a delicacy.
Ooh, it might be.
It might be like, what's those real gross ones? Like
a blue.
Like a blue.
Mm.
How do we know blue cheese don't have like a shaving of dick cheese?
Oh, God. You're going to make me never eat blue cheese.
I never do eat blue cheese. Do you eat blue cheese?
Yeah.
Oh, Smurf good. Dick. That's Smurf dick cheese.
Yeah, you grow up once you start liking pickles and blue cheese.
Yuck! Oh,
not together.
That's fucked up, bro. Get your foreskin out. Let me clean that cheese.
Isn't that fucking weird? So is he... he says his foreskin didn't pull back all the way, so she would lube up a Q-tip and clean it.
What?
Yeah. So he's got some kind of monsterly tight foreskin with a small opening. So it's just a long fucking spout over the top. I'm not for circumcision until this guy. And then I'm like, chop most of it off.
Yeah,
maybe
yeah,
even
yeah.
too much.
You got the. That's a big answer.
That's like a medical issue,
yeah.
dude. And he can't pull it down. There's something
you,
going
you
on.
You think you could at least put a zipper on it?
Yeah.
Would you do that?
Like a tight pair of boots. You got to get them in and out.
Yeah.
Obviously, like a little out's not working.
Maybe some Velcro. I don't know.
Mm. Dude, she's a brave woman or a sick woman. And he's
And then
freak.
They broke up.
Yeah.
That's tough.
Dude, imagine you'd hope she broke up with him. Because imagine if you're putting in that work, cleaning that cheese. You're at the cheese factory weekly. And then he dumps you for something like, oh, dude, your hair's in the sink. That's nasty, dude.
At the cheese factory with a pool cue. Oh, wait, what's a Q-tip?
Q-tip, not a pool cue.
I meant like, I was thinking like a
cue. She was trying to hit the purple
ball. I was like
ball.
The tip of a cue. I was thinking the tip of a cue. Is that not what a Q-tip is? Is that what a Q-tip is?
A Q-tip's like the cleaning thing you clean your ear with.
Oh.
You're thinking she's got a pool cue?
No, because you said Q-tip. I'm thinking pool cue. And I'm like, oh, yeah, I guess the tip of that, the little thin wood thing you can get in there, get around.
Painting it blue. Chalking it up.
Chalk it up, yeah. Oh, that's nasty, man.
Oh,
I've seen this story everywhere this week.
I think we get one of these a year too. There's a certain
I've never seen
type
this
of
one.
Stories. No, we definitely get a dick cheese story each year. We definitely do on this podcast. We've been doing it 4 years now. We've started to we've realized like history just keeps repeating.
Mm.
Like we're going to get another dick cheese story.
Oh, for sure.
What other stories repeat?
Oh, like someone shitting themselves on a plane or something.
Yeah, airplane.
We had one, a lot of airplane one. We had one the other week. What was that? And I was like, I think we've covered this. It fully tripped me out. The micropenis one, and they got married, and then she found out they had a micropenis.
Yeah. I think one of them heard the story, and then they told their community on Reddit or something. There's probably some kind of tiny dick community.
Oh, subreddit. Definitely.
You mean the whole of Reddit?
Got him.
Speaking of tiny dick community, the Dylan Danners and Logan Paul are fighting this weekend.
When?
I think it's this weekend. Double check it, Alex. Sunday night, morning our time.
Maybe we should watch it.
Yeah, I think it's bad timing for us, but also it could be fun.
Mm.
Because he's still got the lawsuit going. Dylan Danners has got a lawsuit, and
what's the lawsuit about?
I can't remember. He was like sharing pictures of Logan Paul's fiance and stuff.
Oh, so it's against him.
But then, they're going to fight. It's actually a very good promotion.
And
Logan Paul's like, I'm going to break all first. But like, he's actually fully butthurt.
That's so funny.
He's you know, one hand, he's still happy because it's going to get a lot of viewers, but also like, you're mean to my fiance, and he's taken so many L's, bro. Mm. So I was watching the Twitter beef yesterday. He did a picture of Dylan Danners. Logan Paul shared this one, had a sign saying, I'm a pervert, and Dylan Danners reshared and said, bro, your dad's literally a pedophile.
He is creepy.
There's videos of him kissing underage girls.
It was like blindfold
Jake,
weird.
On Jake Paul's vlogs. They were like 15-year-old girls or something. And that's why I'm like, fuck, I'm actually like, I don't buy into like fake beef, but I think this is like.
Yeah. It does make the fight more interesting if it's like that Ultimate Contender show that used to be on, where there'd be like the Ultimate Fighter, that one. That was a different one.
Yeah.
The Ultimate Fighter, where they'd have genuine beef in the house that they live in, and then they fight. It was always so much more interesting because you're like, they actually want to kill each other.
They actually want to hurt each other. Yeah, who do you think's going to win?
I don't know much about Dylan Danners, but I feel like Logan could beat him. He doesn't look that much
bigger. I think so too. Well, I think Logan would have been trying harder. Danners hasn't had a fight in
like,
4 years.
Logan's work ethic is fucked up. Like,
he hasn't had a fight in 4 years. And he was like a grappling MMA. Mm, he's, I saw this the other day because I was watching McGregor's documentary. Dylan Danners, I don't know if you remember this, was like a training partner with Conor McGregor, And he was there at that infamous fight where McGregor got smoked by Khabib. And then Khabib jumped the cage and did a flying knee trying to get Dylan Danners and started swinging at him. Yeah.
Oh, maybe I do remember that.
Yeah, it's sick.
That's funny.
He can wind people up.
That's
up.
That's cool.
Who do you think's going to win, Alex?
I don't care.
And that's not even the headliner. KSI and Tommy Fury are the headliner.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. Tommy Fury's going to smoke him, right?
Yeah, I reckon Tommy Fury's going to smoke him.
Surely. He's going to give him another forehead. Knock that hairline back another centimetre. Boom.
Is Fury his real last name?
Yeah.
Sick, eh?
That is fucking so cool.
He was on Love Island, dude.
Cute boy.
He's a good-looking dude.
Cute boy.
I think he won. He won Love Island.
Wow.
Oh, because he got love? Yeah.
Yeah. I think he's still with it.
Oh, but you get money, don't you?
I think he's still with it.
You get money. I thought you were just being real cute. I think he won.
No. He actually won. The next story is a classic.
Yeah. So have you watched the Beckham documentary?
I have not started. It's on my list.
This is the only clip I've seen from it.
Yeah, so there was a clip of Beckham calling out his wife, Victoria, for trying to cosplay as a working class, or having a working class upbringing.
Yeah, I saw this. This is so funny.
So she's like, growing up, we were quite working class, innit? And then he's like, were you? What car did you get dropped off at school? And she's like, no, not that. Not that, David. And he's like, what car? Tell him what car. And she's like, no, we had multiple cars. It wasn't always... what car was it, though? And she's like, it was a Rolls Royce.
A Rolls Royce.
Which is
it
like...
it could not have been a richer car, Victoria.
Because obviously in my head I was going, she's going to say Ferrari, I don't know, like... Rolls Royce, that is ridiculous.
Her name was Posh Spice too.
They even knew she was posh a rich spice. Bitch.
I wish they had a Poor Spice too. I'm on the ghetto. Me from Essex. Or maybe that was Sporty or one of them.
Yeah.
Pov Spice. What's what are the
they
lads
should tour
called
with
there?
Like Ice Spice. You know that chick?
What are the lads called over there?
Chavs.
Chavs, yeah, Chav Spice.
Chav Spice. House
Goodwood Chav Spice. Okay, we're making the Spice Girls for this modern day. We'll get Ice Spice in there.
Ice Spice, Chav Spice.
Chav Spice.
Lad Spice. It's
Lad
just a
Spice.
Dude.
Oh yeah, I guess that would make sense because it's all the Spice Girls.
What other spices are there?
I think, do you do one really on the nose?
Like what?
Like cinnamon spice or something?
And they're just constantly coughing because they're doing cinnamon challenge. What about spice? You know that drug Spice?
Oh,
it gets people real fucked
up. That's good.
Yeah.
Spice. Ice spicy, and that's ice. It's vanilla ice. Yeah. Oh, vanilla spice. Vanilla spice.
That's good. Vanilla ice spice.
Vanilla ice spice. Okay, vanilla ice spice is in there. Write this down, Alex. We need all.
We're putting together a super group. Yeah, girls? We're like Simon Cowell. We're making the new One Direction right now.
Okay.
So I don't.
So what do you need in all kind of girl and boy groups? You need like one funny one.
Oh, the bad boy.
Yeah, we got the bad boy. That's Chav Spice.
Yep.
Okay, bad girl, sorry. We need the sexy... oh, we need the girl next door pretty one.
That's Vanilla Ice.
That's Vanilla Ice Spice. Okay. Then we need... well, we need a sporty one if it's going to be... we're going to do it matching.
Oh, I mean, if you have enough spice, those guys get a bit fiery. So
that's spice. Spice is a sporty. That wouldn't that be scary?
Oh, that's definitely scary.
That's
actually,
spice, yeah.
Sporty.
Caitlyn Jenner.
What?
Used to be a runner, right?
Yeah, but
I forgot
how's
about that.
It related
it
to the spice?
She's sporty. I don't know. He's got a point.
Okay.
I like the idea of like spice, and it's just Daniel Craig is also in
okay.
The
he's like a Bond.
Like a Bond, yeah.
What about like Rice Spice?
Rice Spice,
and that's the Oriental Spice Girl.
And who's that going to be?
Possibly a cousin of Batsu.
Okay. Wow. Okay. What's their first rash, hit? Bash, if you were to write the new Spice Girls' first hit,
Rice Spice Baby.
Rush Smash Baby. Because that's also Caitlyn Jenner's voice. She kind of speaks like that.
Sean Connery.
Rush
well, it depends.
Bash.
I think
he's in it as well.
I think realistically, you'll do some empowering bad bitch song, I think. Would you do a parody and use like one Spice Girl song as a sample, maybe?
If you want to be my, and then like a really strong.
Yeah, and then the beat kicks in. If you want to be my, and then they're like, don't matter who you want to be, I Spice in the team, and you know it's going to be Rabbit. It goes in a B Rabbit song.
Okay. I reckon we're on to something here. If someone Ice wants to Spice. Photoshop that super group, that'd be nice.
Yeah, I think that's good.
Yeah, send that in to us. I like it.
Hopefully we didn't miss any obvious ones.
I think we nailed it, honest.
So, Frenchie, what did your dad drive? You went into school in
Toyota to the train station, and then I got a train, and then we caught a bus.
Be honest.
That is how I got to school. How did you get to school?
Limousine.
How did you get to school?
Piggyback.
Piggyback from the local priest. Short transit, stop over at the church. And then I crawled the rest of the way.
Crawled. In my day, we would ride thumbtacks in our feet. I'm not really not good at improvising today. I'm really, my brain's fucking fried.
That's funny. All right, next story.
Okay, YouTuber Ethan Payne causes controversy over girlfriend's name. So in a clip from the couple's joint podcast, Ethan, a member of the Sidemen, says says he won't propose to his girlfriend, also baby mama, unless she takes his last name.
I think he's got a point. I think he's got a point. Wait, depends what their names are.
So
I agree with that.
Her name
that's
is
a good point.
Faith Kelly, and his name is Ethan Payne. And she even
Faith Payne. That's a sick name.
Yeah, that's kind
of
a
cool
name. Are
you kidding? You don't want that name?
That sounds like a wrestler, bro.
Yeah, dude, Faith Payne.
Yeah, it sounds like a Steven Seagal.
It's like an oxymoron.
Well, she even said she'd hyphenate the name and do Faith Kelly Payne, but he says no, it has to.
That's kind of cool too.
Oh yeah, Kelly Payne's not bad. Kelly's like enough in name, so that's why we're like, oh, Ethan.
It's strange
Kelly.
To want to keep that one.
Yeah, it's strange to want to keep Ethan too, though.
Yeah, change your first name.
Yeah, I know.
I reckon you should both start a new name together.
Okay,
I think
this.
That's nice.
An amalgamation of the names or not?
No, just whatever you want.
Zorro.
Whatever. Yeah. Mm. Like a power
Zorina.
Name.
Zorina.
Yeah.
Yeah, perfect.
Yeah. What would you choose?
We've got One of my mates has hyphenated his name with his Brazilian wife, and we give him so much shit about it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Wow.
We call him that. That's his name now.
Like first name kind of vibes.
We call him Machado because that's it. That was her last name.
That's funny.
Yeah, it's so...
No, I don't really care, but...
But also, like, it depends on the name.
It does.
Mm.
I think Tonya's down for Armstrong because it's kind of a cool last name.
Yeah. Yeah, well, Neil...
Yeah.
Yeah. Tonya can be like, oh, my dad went in the moon.
Yeah.
He's old.
He's old as hell.
Have they had sex on the moon?
Great question.
That seems like something they really should have done. Because I know they've wanked up there.
How do you know? You just assume?
No, they sent a monkey up there. You think that little chim wasn't
True.
Wanking?
True. No, that's facts.
And they get periods up there and they poop up there. So must have had sex up there.
Hmm.
Houston, we have a problem.
There's not enough chicks in this space station.
No, they couldn't get an erection. That's what I was going for there.
Wouldn't the gravity help with that? It'd just be like flaccid but erect.
Yeah, I don't know. How
you
that
put a lot
works.
Of thought in. I respect it. Right. Alex, hello.
Sorry, I was Googling if anyone had sex on the moon.
What is it?
Inconclusive.
Okay. Mm. There we go. Yeah. That's exciting.
We could be the first.
How deep underwater has someone had
Whoa.
Sex? Is that a Guinness World Record? Can we look that up?
That should be one.
Let's look up some Guinness World Records about sex, actually. I'd be interested. Because we think about all the other Guinness World Records, but we've never thought about, like, I feel like people would just do weird shit just to try to get...
I don't reckon they'd put it in the book, would they?
It's a bit someone's got to verify
PG.
It. Someone's got to verify
I remember we always had one at our primary school library. I don't know if they'd have hectic stuff like that.
Yeah, but there'd be a different book for adult Guinness World Records.
Mm.
Or maybe
okay.
we can start
Did
one.
Did Alex have a little giggle at something over there?
Yeah, so I've gone onto Reddit,
mm-hmm.
and there's a post here saying, scuba divers of Reddit, have you ever had sex or masturbated underwater?
Masturbated.
If so, yeah, fuck us.
Masturbated.
Masturbated.
In my Rolls Royce.
That's why you wank in a top hat.
And I masturbated in the Rolls.
We've got a guy here that says, scuba diver here, it depends on how deep you are in the water. At about 10 to 40 meters deep, this is known as the pleasure zone, where one can find it comfortable to masturbate? Masturbate.
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 Masturbate. Welcome.
Or there is added pressure on the exterior of the skin. If you are male, you will find that masturbation will feel very different at around 70 meters due to the high amount of water pressure.
70 meters. Or how's,
you sounded like a Harry Potter character.
How's when we're on tour, we're watching like fail videos or something. There was one where like a dog started barking or something. And Alex goes, oh, they should have fingered that dog in the butt. And we were like, what the fuck are you talking about? Is that how it started?
No, well, it was a like biting, that. Not barking.
Biting, yeah. And Alex is like, oh, you got to finger them in the butt when they start biting.
I don't think he fingers them every time they bark. He'd be a busy boy.
No, bro. It brought up from nowhere, yeah, like it was fingers. Common knowledge.
Yeah, it's
no,
horrible.
It was like if the dogs have got lockjaw and they like lock onto you.
Yeah, he was talking about pit bulls like biting down
it's
and not letting
one
go.
Of the options. I Googled it because it's on my notes still. There's 5 to 7 options you can do, but the only one you ever said was finger in the butt.
Well, you got to... I think it's the most pleasurable.
Although this might sound like a joke, a finger up its butt will cause the dog to jump in surprise and release its grip. Although this is mostly in jest, you can still cause the dog a great deal of pain.
That's what I do in defense in basketball. They always drop the ball.
Well, how else do you do it?
Well, there's finger in the nose, finger in eyes, water, spine.
See, I reckon the butt sounds like the most humane one.
I feel like
water.
It's...
water?
Or sticking like your finger in their nose or eye. That seems mean.
Yeah.
Nah, I think that's fine. A little finger in the nose. The butt's the most humane one.
Yeah, nose isn't
after
as bad.
That,
eye's brutal.
Jerk
I'd
them
go,
off.
I'd go butt over eye, I reckon.
But that's funny. Is it the same with sharks? Because do you ever get in that argument with sharks? It's like, oh, you got to punch their nose, and everyone's like, no, you got to get their eyes.
Get
or
them
their
in
gills.
The gills, yeah.
Their gills. Like,
I'm always going the butthole.
Like we're
going
to have it.
I don't even know where the shark butthole is.
I think it's too far, but if you could reach for it, I reckon that would be the first option.
We're all learning
it. If you could reach for it, it's not really trying to bite you, is it?
Yeah, well, that's the thing. It's like, oh, since when are you going to have time to aim for a shark's anything?
We're learning a lot. I like it. Living all right, what do we got up next?
We've got...
porno.
The porno segment.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah.
Beautiful.
Frenchie's just pouring himself a delicious glass of agua. Guys, we're sponsored today by agua.
And Frenchie merch. We just did a new drop.
You sponsored Frenchie... last episode.
Nah, we're
You're
sponsored
greedy
again.
Now.
We're sponsored again.
Wow.
Cream
Frenchie
puff
merch.
Right.
We've got the new...
Cream Puff was so right about you, man.
Shirts. Ketamine, stubby holders. We got it all.
Classic.
Cream Puff.
Cream Puff fucking nailed you, dude.
Okay, so if you don't know, there's a podcast on Spotify, our favorite now, called My Dad Wrote a Porno. They didn't rip me off, but it's coincidental that they were high on the charts, and then I randomly found my grandma... has written a porno. I found it in a bunch of stack of books. It slipped out. We did the prologue last episode, if you want to catch up on that, and we got chapter one this episode. The prologue was just setting up that she's horny to write a novel. So chapter one. Feel free to jump in if there's anything you need clarity on.
Yep, okay. Of course.
It's with a heavy heart I say goodbye to my parents and enter the school gates for my final year. Hi, Gertrude, I hear to my right. Oh, great, not her, I think to myself. Hello, Fanny.
Oh, no.
I reply. How's your holidays? Quite lovely. Father took us to the beach house, Fanny replied. There she goes already, I thought, showing off. With a name like Fanny, it's understandable that she was the most popular girl at school and the richest and the prettiest. I wish my parents had called me Fanny. I hated her. Sometimes I wish the Japanese bombed her house instead of Darwin. Pretty on the nose by my nan.
Oh, wow. Your nan is reckless,
brutal,
dude.
Brutal, bro.
Wow.
Apparently. Okay, Fanny's still speaking. We also went to the village square and threw apples at German children. To the victors go the spoils, my father yelled. It was ever so funny. That sounds splendid, I replied. It was. Then my brother's friends ran a train on my pussy, choo-choo, all aboard, dicks everywhere.
Oh, my God. What?
Did I hear that correctly? Ran a train on her? She did look like she was walking a bit funny. I'm sorry, what did you say? I asked. I said, then I caught a train with my brother's friends. They're such cool cats. Most of them are called Dick, but there was a William and a Richard too.
Oh, and so she's kind of fantasizing.
Yeah, who knows? That seems to be what's happening. I guess I was mistaken. The bell rings and I stumble to roll call, shaking my head. That was happening more and more lately. I found myself thinking these strange, impure, sexual thoughts at the most inappropriate times. Last month, my second cousin took me for a ride on his bumpy tractor. and I squawked like a vulture with a kangaroo carcass. I didn't want to get off, but I did.
Oh.
I did get off.
Yeah, she did.
Now it's getting a little sexual. Wow. I was worried earlier. I was like, oh, hopefully it's going to be as sexual as the granddad's porno. Oh, look, everybody. The idiot's back, I hear as I enter roll call. Hello, Sister Margaret, I replied. I wasn't angry at being called an idiot because until the age of 9, legally, I was one. The doctor diagnosed me as an idiot when I was just 2 years old after a series of tests. Because of this diagnosis, I had to wear a bright orange helmet, a life jacket, and blue swimmer goggles so everyone would know. I also had to take mercury tablets and smoke every day, but that was just to keep my bowels regular.
The Frenchie family curse.
60s, eh? That's a different 50s, I don't know. It's probably about that era. 7 years later, we found out I wasn't actually an idiot. The doctor had misdiagnosed me. In fact, he misdiagnosed every female who came into his office as an idiot, which caused people to wonder what was going on. We then found out that while the doctor was off at the war, his wife slept with hundreds and hundreds of carnies and gave him a case of clown cock, which is when the tip of the Johnson shines red like a clown nose and quacks like a duck.
I've heard of that. Yeah.
They've got rid of it with polio, but it was quite rampant 50s, 60s, 70s. But I'm getting off track. My parents were worried about my incorrectly diagnosed dum-dum disease, so they held me back a few years. And now, finally, I'm in my last year of school at the age of 34. Dorothy, Wanda, Sheila, Martha, the roll call drones on and on. I try not to fall asleep as I stare out the window. Then something catches my eye. A beast, a bear, no. It was a man, tall like a ship, thick like a billiards table, hairy like a Macedonian buffalo. He was wearing a tight white shirt, blue overalls and gumboots. Sweat was dripping off his muscly, veiny arms. I could tell by the bulge in his pants that the log he was carrying wasn't the only long, hard wood around.
Ooh.
Yeah, it's getting horny now.
Wow.
That'd be worth the splinters, I thought to myself. Bonnie, who's that? I whispered to my classmate. I think that's the new groundskeeper, Bonnie replied. New groundskeeper, meaning he would be around all term, all year, carrying wood, mowing lawns, keeping grounds. I don't really know what they do. My loins quivered involuntarily. I had to grab my wrist to stop myself sliding a finger into my wet, tight mouth of my pussy. As I watched him continue to work, I thought this year is going to be very interesting. Little did I know how right I was. End chapter.
That's beautiful. Wow, she's got a real way with words.
Yeah, my grandma wrote that.
Wow. That's the craziest thing about it.
Yeah, it's weird to believe, but it's nice that she's getting a story out there.
Finally.
Something we can all relate to.
That's nice. All right. There you go, guys. More of that in the future.
Chapter 2 next week, maybe.
Now dust off your wet stools and let's get back into the show. Dust off?
Dust them.
We found some good tweets in our next segment, giving some examples of boy math from people on Twitter. So we're going to read through some of them.
Oh, yeah. So we've chatted a bit about girl math. And we used girl math to play pokies and smoke ice spice. And now people actually wrote about boy math. And some of these I'm like, yeah, this is definitely... Some I don't agree, but some I'm like, yeah, that's pretty good.
Let's read them. Boy math is wanting zero kids but having zero condoms on hand.
That's a bit funny. Boy math is thinking the answer to did you come is yes.
Boy math is telling everyone you won an election when you lost by billions of votes.
Is that Trump?
Yeah.
Ah. Boy math is expecting wifey behavior but never making it official.
Oh, too personal. I'm sorry, long-term partner. Was she a fetus when they hooked up? Wait, what?
What?
I don't know.
Doesn't make any sense.
That doesn't make any sense.
Boy math is putting on a jersey with another grown man's name on it every Sunday while mocking the Bayhive.
Beyonce fans. The boy math tweets make me so happy. I'm so glad women woke up and chose violence. That's just a comment on the boy math. Mm. Next one, boy math is how 5'10 measures 6 foot.
Are you 5'10?
No, I'm 6'1.
Interesting. That's definitely a 5'10 answer, isn't it? 6'1, so no one would suspect. Yeah. How are you 5'10?
Yep.
Oh yeah, you must be 5'7 then. If he's claiming 5'10. Boy math is being afraid of gold diggers when you only have 3 pairs of socks to your name. Yeah.
Boy math is making them sign a prenup when you make 45K.
Yeah.
Fuck that. Boy math is them wanting a prenup and they make 45K.
Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, banter.
Bants.
All right, let's get back into our psychic questions.
Oh, let's go again.
Okay. So I said, what is the future of our relationship?
Mm.
So she thinks we're lovers as well.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, most people do, to be fair to her.
Okay.
Oh, you are such good lovers.
The future of your relationship is strong, my dear. You both have certain rules, principles, regulations of life because of which you both will stick to each other. I also feel like you both got married 5 years ago, but you often argue, and that's a part and parcel of being in a relationship, right?
Yeah.
So that is okay, that is fine, you both will accept it, but you both love each other a lot. You both are happy with each other, which I see out here. Sometimes, of course, yes, I see there is immaturity, there's a lot of fire inside you both, enthusiasm, energy inside you both. But yes, you both as a couple, you both together take a lot of matured steps, which I see definitely is going to be a more stronger bond that I see out here.
Okay, so she was holding up random cards.
Yeah, she's pulling up gypsy cards. Yep, that's why I was getting fucking weirded out.
Yeah, she's been doing that the whole time, but I usually cut it out because she shuffled and she told me to meditate. Oh, she's it took ages. Okay, question two. What will make our relationship stronger?
Mm.
I know you've been wondering that, so I thought we'd get Cream Life to tell us.
Cream Puff.
What will make your relationship stronger? Party. You both need to enjoy and lose yourself free also at times. This is one thing which I definitely see out here. Maybe plan some date nights with each other. Mm. Plan some... Sometimes if you both are bored, get a company from outside. Ask mutual friends to join, because that is going to help you to strengthen your relationship overall. Like honestly, when a husband and a wife, or when a couple stays together in front of you, they will never tell what inspires them from you, or what makes you happy about their habits and all such things. But once there is a third person standing, you of course want to appreciate your partner in that way. So I feel that appreciation, you will be, oh, I never thought that you think in that way. And that will help you both to make your relationship stronger overall.
She's just telling us to party, okay. Which is weird with other people. So Alex, if you want to party.
Yeah, it sounds like swinging.
Okay, and then there's one last one, which we've all been wanting to know. How can we improve our sex life?
There we go. Yep. There we go.
This is the money shot.
How can you improve your sex life? Okay. Get over whatever you have faced in the past. Like, let's say you're not happy with your sex life. So get over with that. Accept the way he is. One thing is this. Second thing with these cards also, which is shown out here. Drink together.
Okay.
Drinking is something which is going to bring you both closer also and understand each other. But you have to decide date nights with each other. These are date
Same
nights
answer.
That you both have to and have to decide.
Except she really wants us
Second
to get
is
fucked
this.
Up.
Get over your fast. Decide date nights.
She's single, you reckon?
Consume
no.
Would
some
ya?
Form of alcohol that makes you just a little high, free by mind, both of you, in that way. Just a little high. I'm not asking you to go super high. No. Don't go to that. Things like getting super, super, super high, my dear. Not in that way. And you know, I don't know why, but I feel you both need to give space also to each other. You both need to talk what you like that in the intimacy, what are you fond of in intimacy? So you both have to communicate to each other about intimacy also at the same time, my dear. So this is what I see in the cards. So yes, these are the answers to all the questions.
There we go.
What the fuck was that?
You got to drink. Beautiful. We got to get high, dude.
Yeah, but not super high.
Not super high.
Medium high.
Yeah.
Yeah, what do you reckon her sex life is like?
Oh, Kama Sutra just crazy shit, dude.
They get around that, don't they?
Mm.
Have you seen the Kama Sutra?
I don't know.
I had a book of it for a bit. No, because I was in India. And then
next to your
like...
copy of the game.
No, I was in India and you could buy it. So I was like, why would I not buy it?
Yeah.
There's a lot of the ones where like, you know how like they sit on like... How Asian people sit on like the edge of
to smoke ciggies.
Yeah,
yeah.
A lot of that, like
a lot of that, right?
A lot of that, guys and girls.
But like, they're not smoking ciggies. They're
no. It's like so. It's sometimes the guy, sometimes the girl. That's like really.
Oh, crouchy. So they alternate.
Yeah,
the crouch.
The crouch is like very prevalent.
Wow.
They got some horny ass temples in India too. There's like some ones that like just got like people fucking carved into them.
That's cool.
Yeah, it's great, bro. Very horny country.
Mm.
But like undercover horny, like whereas Japan's just like, oh, you're going to a grocery store.
Yeah, there's a vending machine and they're selling fucking
used underwear.
Rags.
Yeah. Cum rags.
All right, guys, on that note.
Oh, is that it?
That's it, baby.
Beautiful. Thanks for listening, guys.
Wait, no.
We've got some cringe corner.
Oh, listeners send some stuff in.
Yep.
Yeah, what Beautiful. Do we got? How long have we been going for, do you know?
So... we went 37,
47. Oh, no. He's
why does he do
about
this?
About 50 minutes.
Okay.
Okay, let's go.
I forgot to do it, so I texted Grant, and he said it was 37, and then I started it then.
That's so funny.
13. Hey, Grant, I'm going to unplug the sound jack.
Beep.
Okay.
All right.
Cool.
And now I'm plugging it in.
Beep.
Cool.
Beep. Technical difficulties.
We've got a gig on Friday. On the 13th.
Oh,
Friday
yeah.
the 13th.
Penrith show.
Oh, shit.
Oh, is that Halloween?
No.
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 But it's an
It's a spooky one, though.
Spooky day.
Fuck, yeah. Shit's going to get crazy.
Dude, are you going to dress up?
Yeah.
Like a scary character?
Priest.
Priest. Yeah.
Something different?
Yeah, I like it.
Penrith. What would they hate in Penrith that we can dress up as?
I don't know. Dentist.
I was thinking more like an AFL player or something, but yeah, that was good.
Cheap shot.
All right. We've got so we asked the audience for cringe.
Yes.
Some cringe stories.
And we got one here from Smoke Bongs.
Beautiful.
Smoke Bongs, hell yeah. Is it just him smoking a bong? Because we've got that before.
Hey, dude.
Oh, good
boys. I think he's just smoked a bong.
Thinking of fucked up stories when I was a little kid, probably like maybe 18, 17, 16, somewhere around then, decided to play a prank on a mate and hide behind a bus stop and waited for him to walk past and jump out to scare him. Yeah, ended up jumping out and scaring an old lady. She started to cry. It's pretty fucked up. Anyway, lads, keep it up. Love the potty. Have a good one.
I do love those things where you wait for someone to scare them and it's the wrong person.
Yeah.
It's so funny. Yeah. It can't get more embarrassing than that.
Oh, it's so good.
Because
so
the
bad.
Person is genuinely thinks they're going to die and you're just like mortified.
It was a prank. It was a prank.
It was a prank, Grandma. Stop crying.
It was a prank.
All right, guys. Yeah, Penrith show Friday.
Yeah, was there another one?
There was another one.
Okay.
But we can
yeah, just do it.
All right.
I saw his face.
He didn't put it in the schedule. That's why I'm confused.
Yeah.
He fucked up.
Put it in the schedule, bitch.
So, being a cook, we are all notoriously known for not wearing underwear with our pants. And one time at work, I was squatting down to grab something and my pants split. And everybody seen everything. And I had the nickname Pink Bits for years.
First of all,
Pink Bits.
Never heard that saying.
Yeah, cooks don't wear underwear. Did you not know that?
That's not hygienic.
Too many cooks. Is that what?
Too many cooks, not enough underwear.
Yeah, that's
spoil the.
I didn't know that was broth. A thing either. I'm going to be honest. Okay. I did not know that was a thing either.
Acting like I'm crazy.
Nah, I was
that.
Hoping. I think it's great though.
It's interesting.
Gets hot in those kitchens though.
Yeah, but I don't know if that's going to make it feel better because those are some loose ass fucking chef pants, dude. Making bangers and mash while your bangers and mash are flopping around.
Pink bits. That's so funny.
Mm.
Fuck. What?
It sounded like a start of a sentence.
No. Just...
Do you have any more for us?
No, that's it.
That's it. All right, guys. Thanks for tuning in. We'll be back next week with some gold.
Beautiful. See ya.